This goes to Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643. And Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Priest, P-R-I-E-S-T, date of birth 4/27/1935. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Priest, who was sent for evaluation of hyponatremia. She also has hypertension and congestive heart failure. Her consultation was done on October 10th of this year. And her sodium has remained in the 127 to 128 range. We did check a urine osmolality, and that was in October, and that was low at 211. And at that point, Dr. Fuente felt it was best to continue the Lasix and the aldactone for now. As long as the sodium level is stable between 127 and 128, which it had been. And she's having no symptoms of with the hyponatremia, no excessive thirst. She's never had any seizures. She is accompanied by two daughters for family today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion. She has edema of the lower extremities that is stable and unchanged and no worse. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. We want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram. She takes this 5 days a week, and the spironolactone 25 milligram every day. Physical exam. Blood pressure is 142 over 46. Pulse is 54, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. She was unable to stand today for a wait. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, she's got 1+ edema from knees to ankles on the left, 2+ edema, knees to ankles on the right. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/18 of 2023. Sodium is 128, and it does fluctuate between 127 and 1.8. Potassium, 5.2. Carbon dioxide, 28. Phosphorus is 4.6. Hemoglobin, 10.4 with normal white count, normal platelets. Albumin, 4.1. Calcium, 9.3. And creatinine, slightly higher than previous levels, 0.98 with an estimated GFR of 56. She has had previously normal creatinine levels, so we will continue to monitor that. Assessment and plan, 1, hyponatremia with stable sodium levels. We've asked them to continue to have her follow the fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours or less, and to follow a low-salt diet. 2, we will have lab study, or 2 is congestive heart failure, currently stable. We won't change Lasix or the spironolactone. We do want to monitor labs every 3 months, though, since she had the slightly increased creatinine level. And 3 is hypertension, currently near to goal. All routine medications will be continued. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.